Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Do you have any interesting cravings? Are you someone that loves pickle juice? Because Sonic announced they are bringing back their pickle juice slushy. Does this sound like something that would interest you? And it's very green. It almost looks neon green, in fact. Now, I have a friend that swears whenever you're hungover, if you drink pickle juice, that will cure a hangover. And now if you add the greasiness of a burger, the pickle juice of a slushy, Sonic will probably be the go-to place for hangovers, is my prediction. And according to researchers, naturally fermented pickle juice is full of probiotics and helps regulate blood sugar levels, including electrolytes, sodium, potassium, and magnesium. So this also doesn't cure hangovers. This might be your go-to after a good workout. Hey, everybody, forget the smoothies. Let's drink the pickle juice.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Did you almost completely miss an important engagement because of traffic, because of car issues, you were running late? There's a couple out of Boston getting national attention. Patrick and now his new wife, Hannah Mahoney, got married Saturday afternoon on an island, but the wedding almost didn't happen. She was already on the island. He and the groomsmen and the florist and the DJ were supposed to take another ferry to the island, but the ferry had technical difficulties. He didn't think he'd make it to the wedding in time. Thankfully, Boston police officer who works with the Harbor Patrol Division had a boat ready to go. And Officer Joseph Matthews says he's happy that he was able to help.
Yeah, it feels good. My wedding day was the best day of my life. Hopefully they'll give them something to remember. Getting around a police boat's kind of special for their big night.
But as for the new groom, yeah, he was freaking out because his fiance had no idea this was all going on the shore.
I was in a little bit of a panic.
And probably not just because he was worried about being late to his wedding, but worried because for the next 50 years of marriage, he was going to have to hear about this for the rest of his life. Good thing he made it in time. It's The Mix.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix.
If your kids plan on having a lemonade stand, do not have it too close to any food trucks. Take a listen to this story out of Alliance, Ohio. 8-year-old Asa Baker had a lemonade stand set up in front of her dad's business, and the police came and shut it down because she didn't have a permit to sell food. Now, the cops want to be clear. They didn't want to have to shut down the lemonade stand, but I guess there were food vendors that complained. They must have felt a little bit of a competition from an 8-year-old's lemonade stand. But it all worked out for Asa in the end. The community got wind of this. People paid for her to get the permit. She even had a woman donate this really nice lemonade stand. Here's Asa talking about it.
It's really big. It even has like a kitchen countertop.
And she has a fancy work shirt now that someone sent her.
And on the back it says, I run a lemonade stand like a boss.
So now she's selling even more lemonade because this has gotten national attention. But there's a good lesson in all of this. Take it from Asa.
I have this little mitten that says, when life gives you lemon, make lemonade.
And make sure you have a permit if you plan on selling lemonade close to a food truck stand. It's The Mix.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Let's get to your three must-hear clips of the day.
Number three.
Well, Tom Holland, star Spider-Man, has announced he's taken a break from social media. And here's why.
For my mental health. because I find Instagram and Twitter to be overstimulating, to be overwhelming. I get caught up and I spiral when I read things about me online.
I can't even imagine the stuff that these celebrities have to read about themselves when it comes to the internet trolls. But good for Tom Holland for taking a break. If that's what he needs, time to put the phone down.
Number two.
If you see a car stranded on the side of the road, maybe they need a jump. It could be Al Roker from the Today Show, who's thanking a good Samaritan for helping him and his wife out.
We had gone to dinner, and I left the lights on Deborah's car. It's this older car. And a good Samaritan, Deborah went out and said, "Do you have jumper cables? Do you have jumper cables?"
Oh, man.
And this lovely couple helped jump Deborah's car.
So awesome.
So that was nice.
That's one of my biggest fears, just leaving the lights on. I always double check our cars in the garage to make sure that doesn't happen and I don't need a jump start at 4 o'clock in the morning before work.
Number one.
Well, if you like Uber Eats and you need school supplies, you're in luck. Here's Jimmy Fallon.
Some business news. I saw that Uber Eats teamed up with Office Depot to offer on-demand delivery of office and school supplies. They even have a cool name for it, Amazon.
There it is, your three must-hear clips of the day on The Mix.
You're listening to Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
It's time for What You Need to Know on the Go. Mix Studios powered by Kern Electric, home of the superheroes. Be on the lookout for some new shiny Milwaukee County Transit System buses. They just announced they are getting 73 new clean diesel buses. And these buses are more fuel efficient and give off fewer emissions, so that's good. The county used federal and local funds to buy the new buses, and this is just a way to help create a cleaner community and serve the people of Milwaukee County. And do you like a good dive bar? Do you like beer? Well, Miller High Life has now announced that they have put out the ice cream treat that tastes like a dive bar. It's actually called Ice Cream Dive Bars, and the champagne of beers, Miller High Life, has infused these ice cream bars with their beer. It looks good and gooey. There is some caramel because they are trying to reenact that distinct sticky dive bar floor feeling. And then the whole ice cream bar is dipped in dark chocolate to evoke the dark wood and the dim lights, the ambiance you get at a good dive bar. They should really sell these at Walski's at bar close. You get the ice cream dive bar and you get the bumper sticker.
I liked beer, still like beer.